What's up, creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Oh, looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid.
And we're joined with our special guest, Russell Ruggs.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, boys.
And we're going to talk jerky like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
When I had spare time, a lot of times I would just think. Because I thought, and your mind is just like, I read a lot about animals and birds. I was fascinated by animals and birds, but I really was interested in lots of things. I was interested in animals and birds.
Russell Ruggs is going to challenge Sammy Daddy to a game of Who's That Rug? Carlito, you ain't cool. You some chia pet putts. And instead of spitting out apples, you should be choking on the John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we leave a small package amount of room for cream. All that
on this episode of Wrestle Cream.
Oh, shit. Boo Boo died? Welcome back, creamers. Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you watched any wrestling in this past week?
I did. I watched a bunch of matches because I want to catch up on this match count.
That's our boy.
So I watched Raw, and then I watched, you know, my favorite thing, WWE Evolve.
NXT.
Nope. Oh, I should Evolve. Watch that. No.
The Vault.
Not at all, The Vault. And they had I didn't finish it all the way, but it was like 2 hours of Papa Shango.
Oh, shit.
And just like promo, like the whole, here you go. Here's him from like, I think it was 92 to 93.
You're going big.
So I really
this year,
got into that. Got into that one hard.
You're trying to like, you definitely want to win most matches this year, it seems like.
I feel like it's kind of like a New Year's resolution thing where like it's real strong at the beginning of the year and then it just dies out.
Yeah.
That will be me watching wrestling because I'm going to try hard till about middle of February.
That's a spirit. What about you, Russell Ruggs? Have you watched any wrestling this past week?
I watched a lot of wrestling this past week.
What'd you watch?
I watched AWA Super Clash from 1985.
Wow.
And that was I watch a lot of old wrestling like that.
Hell yeah, man.
I believe everyone should try to watch a whole event from at least 5 years before you were born.
That's a cool
idea. I like
that. What year were you born?
1988.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh. I was born in 1990. I thought I was older than you.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm an old man.
You got that great skin, man.
Oh, thank you.
I still don't know how old he is. But go ahead.
30-something.
Was that all you watched, though?
Oh, yeah. What else you watch?
I watched a lot of the WWE Vault. There were some Bam Bam Bigelow matches on there.
Oh, yeah.
I already know. I've been watching a bunch of Bam Bam Bigelow. And then a whole bunch of hardcore matches that were up on there.
Fuck,
they put up cool stuff.
Yeah, Al Snow versus Bob Holly, like getting thrown in the river and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's sick.
That's all good stuff. I like that stuff. I know it's I don't know. I feel like people don't like it anymore, but exactly.
It is. I remember when I was a kid and I wanted to watch the old WWF stuff, I would ask my grandpa because he had all the tapes, but I didn't know how to ask for like 80s wrestling. So I was just like, can you give me the WWF tapes that have the red, white, and blue ropes, please?
Yeah,
that's how I knew.
that's all that matters.
Era, you know?
You knew what I meant. I just watched Dynamite.
Okay.
CMLL from this past Friday, which was actually good. Very good.
There, we're back.
And I think that's it.
Oh.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, actually. I was going to say I watched Pride Style, but I did not.
I didn't.
But I love all the creamers at home to know that our logo was on the turnbuckle pad. But yeah, I guess we can move on to the game.
Let's do the game.
Oh, wait, but first we have to do an ad read.
Oh, I have to,
It's great that you guys support the small businesses like this with ad reads.
Thank you, man. And they support us too, you know. We get we get to have a free malt cola whenever we want. It's pretty neat.
Why is it so creamers? Quick question. When a bug enters your home, do you immediately feel bad about what you're about to do? Because you don't hate bugs. You just hate sharing space with them. That's where Ethicade comes in. Ethicade is the humane bug spray that does not kill insects. One gentle spray, and the bug simply falls asleep. Not hurt, not harmed, just taking a little cat nap. Once the bug is asleep, you carefully pick it up and place it inside an Ethicade bug receptacle. Important legal warning, creamers. Only one bug per receptacle. Do not put more than one bug in the same receptacle. If you do, the bugs may wake up together, establish a hierarchy, form a crime family, and begin laundering money through shell companies registered in your daughter's name. Happened to a buddy of mine's daughter. He is, let's just say, no longer with us. Rest in peace, boo-boo. Also worth noting, the 10-pack of bug receptacles is not included. We've said this many times. Please stop emailing us. After containment, you then drive the receptacle to a certified Ethicade Insect Freedom Facility where insects are allowed to run free, experience joy, and remember you as the tall one. It's humane. It's ethical. It adds 45 minutes to your day. And right now, creamers, Ethicade has a special deal just for you. Use promo code Sam's Cream and receive BOGO bug receptacles. Buy one receptacle, get one free. Still one bug per receptacle. Don't test us, you son of a bitch, you. So the next time a bug enters your home, don't panic. Don't overreact. Escalate responsibly. Choose Ethicade, because guilt is louder than buzzing.
All right, Sammy Daddy and Russell Rugs, are you little guys ready to play Who's That Rug?
Let's play Who's That Rug.
I have I think we should call it Wrestler's Rugs.
Okay, we'll call it Wrestler's Rugs.
Wrestler's Rugs. I dig it.
Okay. The rules are simple, you guys.
All right.
I'm going to show you images of a silhouette of a wrestler. You will not see their face or body. You will only see their hair. And you have to guess who that is. We're going to flip a coin to see who goes first, and it's just going to be one after another, and then there's 15.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to keep score.
I only know 16 wrestlers.
Huh? You only know 16 wrestlers?
I only know 16 wrestlers, so let's see.
Well, I put all 15 in there because I'm trying to
all
make sure.
All right, so yeah, you know who I know. We pick the same wrestlers for every stupid game we play and everything we do. Scott Steiner, Taz. They're not good hair guys, though. Well, Steiner, maybe.
Taz had a pretty cool mohawk going, that little short one.
I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't like that?
Not me. I'm not. It works for Taz. Oh.
Nope. You seeing this stuff?
Yeah. I'm seeing a Roadcaster.
Whoa.
You see this?
I see Russell Cream. Russell Ruggs game.
All right. You guys want to... I'll flip the thing and you guys say who... Or who wants heads is what I guess my question is.
Go ahead.
I want heads.
You can take head.
Okay. Well, I think that Russell Ruggs should have heads because he watched the Al Snow match today.
Oh.
I have a head tattoo right here.
Yeah, he gets heads then. Well, all right, your heads. I didn't know it's that.
Just, and plus, Sam, I don't know if you've met Sam in real life. You know how beautiful of a caboose he's got. So we'll give him tails.
Yep.
It is a good donker.
Thank you, guys.
I need it. It's heads. So, Russell Ruggs, you will be going first. So, again, just have to guess who the guy is based on just seeing his silhouette or her silhouette.
Ready? Oh, it could be a girl.
Go.
Oh.
Or a boy. 3, 2, 1. I like this.
Chris Jericho.
That's what I was going to say.
The Ayatollah.
That's like the iconic hairstyle for him, I feel like.
All right,
top
Sam.
Ponytail.
Mm-hmm. I'm
five,
ready. But yeah, the little thing on top, I always thought that was sweet. Sorry. 2-1. Oh, that's Scotty Too Hottie. You made a rug.
So blonde.
You made a worm looks, rug.
His hair is so blonde, it looks white.
It does.
It's weird. I always thought that was cool too, though.
Yeah, I was. He was way too cool for me. That's for sure.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that, man. All right, so it's one to one. Right.
Russell Ruggs. Oh, I know that one.
Oh,
this is probably the hardest one.
Is that Hulk Hogan?
Nailed it.
Oh!
Nailed it. Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Triple H.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The very same.
All right, what do we got? 3, 2, 1. I don't know.
If the person comes on the screen before you get it.
Oh, I thought the spikes were too small. Big old hawk.
Now you gotta hope that he gets one wrong.
I'm gonna go with AJ Styles.
See, he knows them all. I thought the spikes on mine were too short.
I know, that's why I picked that picture.
That was a good one. No, it was good. I'm like, oh, it's a Road Warrior. No. All right, my turn. He got AJ Styles. My turn. That's the British Bulldog. I know that one. All right, I feel better now. I thought you'd have a hard time finding so many, but there's a lot of iconic hair.
There's a lot
hair.
Of beautiful locks on these. A lot of
beautiful. Katie could have been out here like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't have a clue.
I have no clue. Oh, the juice.
Moving.
Yeah, that was probably the hardest
that
one.
That was probably hard. I guess I don't know. I didn't help.
I didn't even know, and I'm the one who made the game.
Is that Viscera?
Yeah, this
Big Daddy B. I don't know which one you picked. I feel like you picked Viscera. That's what I was expecting to see.
I think I put Big. Yeah.
But I didn't know if you were gonna have him in the robe.
I wouldn't screw you over like that. Oh, the picture. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right. I have a guess.
Is that Roman Reigns?
Maybe 10 seconds is too long.
No, that's all right. Well, he's like knocking him out right away. So that's why. I need like at least 8 seconds.
Well, yeah.
Tanahashi. Hiroshi.
It's just an interesting coincidence that you got that one.
I was hoping.
Last week.
That's the only one I wanted.
No, it's Kenny
Omega. I'm a bitch.
Right at you, too.
You did the game. I got 2 wrong. God damn it. Oh, man. Fuck.
Should I wait this one out, though?
Well, what if you had to wait too long on accident?
You might
Bianca Belair.
Damn.
Ooh, did
you miss any?
You definitely got to be quicker than that.
Yeah, he missed one.
He missed one, and I missed 2.
Yep.
There's 38 of these.
No, there's 16.
That's Sheamus, and it looks like his body with the color.
This is just a photo of him.
You didn't even do the silhouette on this one. But yeah, Sheamus. That's when he looks stupid. Or that's what everybody would say.
Yeah, no, I think he looks cool.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, he looked cool
when he came
those
back.
People
like
are
that.
A bunch of jerks, man.
Yeah,
the bullies
when he came back like that. Oh.
Bullies. I believe that is Carlito.
You did a rug of him too, didn't you?
I did. It's one of the ones I have on my store.
Okay.
Carlito Caribbean Cool. Remember when that was his full name?
I always liked
it. Triple C's.
That's what's his name? Tyson Kidd? TJ something?
Yeah.
On Total Divas, he's TJ.
TJ Wilson?
I was going to say, okay, it is Wilson.
Right, I think.
I have no idea how many more there are, by the way. I have not been counting. I've just been counting when you guys get them wrong.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, I know that one.
Hook.
Nice.
And Hook.
You've had really good selections for our game.
Yeah,
that's it. Okay, well, I guess you could figure out that the winner. Hold on, I'm going to get back to the regular screen real quick.
Russell
Ruggs. I won.
I think it's true. So go ahead.
Yeah, you got, you know, seven. I don't know. You won.
You got more people.
The rules are made up and the points don't matter. Exactly. We all win.
Russell Ruggs, you have won. And that's, I mean, you're the expert on rugs, so it's only fitting.
That does make sense.
Did Wes beat you at the body hair one?
I want to say no, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I beat Ronnie Two Legs.
He got his own chest hair though, so that was like
That's true. You didn't have Tanahashi in the thing.
I thought I did. I don't know what the hell that was about. I thought that was Tanahashi.
That's the whole point.
That was.
I was kind
Kenny
of
Omega looked
every,
gorgeous.
Everyone to be Tanahashi.
I thought it, of that too, but I don't want to. I can't sway the game one way
you
or the
been
other.
Like, why did I go on this podcast?
No, that's cool.
I would have loved it every second of it.
Damn.
Well, congrats. Good job. Proud of you. If I have to lose,
I'm
fine.
You've been good too.
Thanks.
The two we got wrong, like, those are hard.
Who'd I mean? Come on. Who put this fucking game together? It sucks.
I agree.
We hate it.
I think that guy, that was our editor, Sean, and I hope
get
he dies.
Out of here. Get him out of here.
Oh, you hope he dies?
I hope he gets AIDS. Oh. Remember AIDS?
Jesus.
No one has AIDS anymore.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, not since Wilt Chamberlain or whatever.
Exactly. Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
Life is not perfect. Even though many people share a filtered life free of sadness, hardship, anger, shame, and other uncomfortable moments and emotions, take this for what it is, which is what they are allowing you to see.
All right, so Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the rooms for cream, do you have any questions for our good friend Wrestle Ruggs?
Yeah, I did. Did you?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll go first, though. So I saw that you've given rugs to Gangrel and Matt Cardona and Mick Foley and other people.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever said that they suck and they hate it?
One dude on Whatnot asked me how much to set one on fire.
Really?
I thought they were dumb, yeah. I was like, dude, you buy the rug right now, I'll set it on fire.
Yeah, what do you care?
Hell yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I don't think anyone's ever come straight at me like, dude, these are trash.
Because they're not, and I think that's why. I just wondered if anybody was like a dick, kind of. You know what I mean?
I'd probably shut that shit down, though. Because, like, I don't do anything to be a dick.
So I'm taking my rug back.
Be a dick, you know?
Give me my rug back.
Right.
When Mr. Wrestle Rugs, when you're turning a wrestler into a rug, what part of their soul are you capturing first? The entrance, the finisher, or those tight, tight little outfits?
I'm probably going to have to go with the tight, tight little outfits.
Yeah, I agree.
That's our boy.
If there's like a certain color scheme for a wrestler, I try to put that into the rugs, you know?
Makes sense.
Like the Rhea Ripley one I did, it was like the purple and the black and the pink.
Yeah. I got to pop my dick, man.
Oh. I got another question. Is that all right with everyone?
Shoot.
All right, good.
That's why I'm here.
So I think, and I already said it, but I think the rugs look amazing. And I like what they're wrestling, so I think they're cool automatically, but they actually do like look good as well.
Yeah.
And the colors and the way you do it, it's like so vibrant and everything. Have you ever taken a bite?
Have I ever taken a bite of a rug?
Yeah. No, it's all right. Or like a lick.
I can right now if you want.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, carpet munching with Wrestle Rugs.
It tastes like cum. It tastes like cum.
All right, let's see. You ready?
All right, that's the Rhea Ripley one.
Not very good.
No.
What does it taste
like? It tastes like yarn. Like yarn.
Okay. See, so you do know what it tastes like.
Well, now I do.
Well, good. I'm glad. So that was a first.
I hope.
I clip that part.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was hoping for.
Wrestle Cream exclusive.
Nice.
Mr. Wrestle Rugs. I don't know why I screw that up every time. Let's say your rugs are canon in wrestling. Where do they exist in the wrestling universe? Backstage, in the ring, or as forbidden objects?
Ooh. I don't know if you could do damage with it, so forbidden objects might not be it.
That makes
maybe
sense.
In Gorilla.
Okay.
Like in the
That'd be kind of cool.
Where they go out, or we could put one right next to the ring. And you can wipe your feet off like William Regal.
That's the
who I think
answer.
Of too.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
I know a lot of people wipe their feet off, and it's like the thing. But I think William Regal. I feel like that was his thing. I know
he
it's
may
not.
Have said that before down here. Actually,
I'm cleaning my feet. You know.
Yeah. I know it's like a respect thing or wiping your feet off or whatever, but I don't care. It's him. And if I see anybody do it, I go, oh, that's William Regal. Like, they're copying him, which is whatever. That's up to them, but.
It's been long enough where they're allowed.
Got any more creamy cues, Sam?
I have one. I have one more question. Do the rugs match the drapes?
Yes.
Cool.
In length and color.
Oh, that's exciting. Well. Okay.
You didn't even hesitate. You're like, I'll answer that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was ready. I think he knew.
I'm here for a good time, boys.
He knew that one was happening.
Same here.
He gets it
man.
All the time.
Yeah. Mr. Wrestle Rugs got it right that time. Explain your creative process in a wrestling promo. Who's the babyface? Who's the heel? And where does the rug go over?
Ooh, explain it like a wrestling promo. Well, the first thing I got to do is when I go into the basement. To make these rugs is I got to draw it out up on a board by hand.
That's so far so good.
I don't know. Who's the heel in rug making?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mean like the hardest part of the rug making?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to think of it.
I was thinking of it of like, what is a rug protecting like something like that? But that's actually way better.
Well, the hardest part, I guess. Shit.
Oh, I have another question though.
Carving down the lines is the hardest part because you kind
What's
of
that?
Need a
What does that mean? What's carving down the lines?
So in between the two colors, you want to put a bevel on it. So it kind of the two colors don't bleed into each other when they stick out.
Right on.
So if you clean up the edge, you put a nice bevel on it. So this color stays separated and it can make or break a rug. And at that point, it's like the second to last step you do.
Oh,
so it can be kind of nerve wracking to like sit there and carefully carve out the line.
So that's the heel. That makes sense.
That's the heel, man.
And then because I guess the baby face would be your favorite part of it.
Yeah, my favorite part of it is throwing it down on the fucking floor for the first time and like stepping back and looking at it, you know?
Seeing it, yeah. Admiring your artwork.
Right. Every time, too, I lay it down and I go, damn, that's the one. That's my new favorite.
Cool. Every time? That's awesome. That's awesome, man.
I love that.
You don't have any more, Sam?
I just thought of one. I don't even remember what I was going to ask. Oh, the rugs. Do they protect your feet from the floor or the floor from your feet?
Whoa,
dude. Floor from your feet, for sure.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just,
when I walk.
Yeah.
Describe what you mean by that.
I'm a heavy-footed walker.
Oh, okay.
Like Jumanji.
Oh, it's like a stampede.
Correct.
Well, like not. Like, it's not the stampede. It's like right before.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay.
Like and if that. You have the rug there, it protects from the slap.
It would stop.
You know.
So if they had wrestle rugs in Jurassic Park, he would have ate those kids probably.
T-Rex coming. That's for sure.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah. Interesting.
So, Mr. Wrestle Rugs. Every artist has rules. What are your personal never again boundaries in rug form? Logos, faces, cover schemes, fucked up requests. Just stuff that you've done and that you hated and you wouldn't do again.
There's stuff that has been hard. Anything with wings or anything that has to be super symmetrical.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stars are always like the bane of my existence when somebody asks for a rug with stars in it, which I'll do, you know. I always want to give somebody exactly what they're envisioning. You know, I don't want to try to talk them out of it because I don't necessarily want to do it. But if I had if I could say I'm never doing a rug like that again, it would be something with wings.
What if it was a star and wings?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, if you wanted one, maybe I'd think about it, but
that's why you're the official third member of WrestleGream.
Oh my God. Official.
I meant to say unofficial, but it's too late. Now you are the official.
Wikipedia page, don't worry.
Thank you. When historians look back on your work, Mr. Wrestle Rugs, what do you hope they say about the era where wrestlers were briefly, beautifully immortalized as rugs?
What do I hope they say, historians say? These are some insane questions. That I wasn't ready for. So
that's the kind of go for.
I told you, neither were we. We just
we like to catch you off guard. You know what I mean? Make you uncomfortable.
This is improv.
Like if someday one of these are hanging up in some museum and some art historian is, I just hope that they remember me and not just the rugs.
And, I mean, you have all those videos of you.
I like that.
You know, putting them together and stuff. So I don't doubt that that would happen.
I don't want to have to cut off my ear to be remembered.
But you would if you had to, though, right?
I think you would cut off a toe.
Told me, it was like, you got to cut your ear off right now, and I'd do it.
Yeah. Oh. But no, that's fair. I get that. I can respect that.
Hell yeah. Well, that's all the questions I've got. Have you thought of any other ones?
Do the rugs match the drapes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Good one.
I'm glad I didn't forget that one.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's your match count for 2026, the year of super kicks?
Oh, my match count for 2026, the year of super kicks, is 25 matches watched. Like I said, I watched Raw and Papa Shango, a lot of Papa Shango. My daughter, not a fan. My son, a fan.
That makes sense.
He was setting people on fire. I guess I don't remember it all. But he was setting people on... Well, it was really lame. The lights went out, and the guy... His opponent was standing there. Lights went out. They came back on. He was laying down, and the bottom of his feet were on fire.
No shit. I don't remember that at all.
No, neither do I. And then another guy, he set his hand on fire. I don't know. It was weird. It was just weird. And he just stood there like a bad movie. And he's just going, ah, ah.
Yeah, that's kind of... I would definitely... If someone set my hand on fire,
right?
Especially Papa Shango, I would be like, I stop, drop, and roll my hand or whatever you got to do.
Yeah, you just...
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when you're on fire, you forget all about stop, drop, and roll.
So you've been on fire?
Oh.
Correct.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and explain to us what the hell you're talking about, buddy?
My leg spontaneously human combusted one time when I was sitting next to an open flame.
Oh.
And my pant leg caught on fire. And when you're on fire, you forget all about stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, my God. Even if it's your hand, you think?
I don't know. Maybe. But can you roll out your hand?
Mm-hmm. We just did it.
You just do that. Well, I'm glad that your leg is still here. You're not.
We'll light my hand on fire. We can do for you guys.
I'm glad that you still have your leg though, and you're not wrestle rugs one leg.
How come all our guests have leg injuries?
I don't know. And it gets more and more insane. I mean, being on fire is, I don't know if that's more insane because you didn't probably have to be in a wheelchair for a long time and stuff.
No, this was an extreme exaggeration of the truth. A little ember popped out and hit me in the leg.
Okay, I'm gonna edit this part out.
A little bit.
People are going to be like, what a badass. So I'm going to take that part
out. My whole body was engulfed in flames, boys.
Jesus.
Did you hear that? Put that part at the beginning.
Yeah, that's going to be the one that, I got to listen to this whole show.
Can you believe that?
Wait, this is my match count? Dude, I have my match count.
I don't know
what
we're talking about. Okay, my match count, not your match count.
My
match of the week, I don't care.
What?
AJ Styles and Gunther. I liked it. It was good.
And
it was fun.
You got to watch AJ's butt cheek bounce a little.
That's all I needed.
Beautiful.
Why do you think it was my match of the week? I don't care. Nothing was like, it's this one for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, the Papa Shango stuff, the wrestling wasn't like, I mean, it was all like squash matches, but still.
So it still counts. It's still entertaining.
He fought a couple. I saw him fight with Macho Man and stuff. He had a couple in there.
AJ
Gunther. But what's your match count?
22 matches.
Yes.
You're both.
I said 25.
My match of the week is Máscara Dorada versus Titan from the CMLL Friday show. It was.
They're back.
Máscara Dorada is really, 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 really good.
They're back, baby.
CMLL? You're right. Yeah. Last week they screwed it all up. But this week they made up for it.
Bullshit cage match with Robin.
Hell yeah, man.
I don't remember. I didn't see it still.
What's your match count, Russell Ruggs?
My match count for 2026, the year super kicks.
Oh, he knows.
30.
God damn it. I can't even win 1 week.
The 1 week he would have won.
The one week.
You guys hired me to keep this count going.
It's fun. It's lame.
I'm going to try to do every 10th match. I'm going to try to do a match I know I've never seen before.
That's cool.
I have a lot of comfort matches that I'll just put on and rewatch over and over again. My number one comfort match.
What's the comfiest match?
Mick Foley versus Triple H at Royal Rumble in the street fight.
Good choice.
I've probably seen that match 377 times.
Jeez, good thing you didn't. That's not part of your match count.
Yeah, if I watch it more than once, I won't count it in the match count.
That's fair. I mean, I've counted ones that I've watched more than once, but it had to be months later.
We have to come up with like rules about a rewatch, like official rules. I think where everybody's like fair about it. Uh-huh. But one of these days, we're going to get a guest on here that cheats.
Well, no one else is going to do a match count.
They might. Did you know he was doing one?
You heard
one?
It, Ronnie Two Legs. Jesse
Did
Blair.
You know that? Do you know that Mr. Russell Ruggs was doing one?
Me?
So there could be
no.
a ton of people. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there could be a ton You're of right. people doing that.
They could be doing it, and I don't even know.
Tens of people.
I tell somebody, he tells two people, they tell two people.
Paying it forward.
That's how you do
With
it.
Counting
this is what
matches.
Haley Joel Osment was talking about, man.
I saw...
what was
I
your match of
like,
the week?
Oh, yeah.
My match of the week?
Sorry, I forgot. Ooh. Is this a new segment?
A match of the week?
I don't remember.
No, it's still part of the
match. Here, what was my 20th match?
Yeah, we don't know.
We'll call that one. Butch Reed and Ron Simmons versus Arn Anderson and Barry Windham from Starrcade 1990.
That's what I was going to pick. I almost picked that for this week.
It was a good one.
Yeah, I almost picked that
it
one.
It was like a no DQ match. They were, you know, a bunch of big boys slapping the shit out of each other.
That's what we like this for. You know what I mean? What was your, so you counted every 10 matches, you said.
Mm-hmm.
What was your 10th match?
The 10th match was the Johnny Robbie versus Tania match from Pride Style.
Hey, all right. Shout out.
Great match.
When I realized that was my 10th match, that's when I'm like, all right, I'm
keeping
going
track.
To
that's cool.
10, every 10th match is going to be something brand new to me.
And that was a good match. I liked it.
Yeah. I liked it.
I try to watch a lot of New Japan, but like a lot of that stuff is in Japanese, so I really don't know what I'm watching, but I enjoy most of it.
What are you watching it on?
Just YouTube.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because if you watch it on the
internet
and the New Japan World app, it's in you could have like English commentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. I just, you know, just watch
sometimes I listen to it. Sometimes I watch it with the Japanese commentary because I like, so it's more authentic, but then sometimes I'm like, I don't know what the hell the storyline is.
It's
here.
A little
I need
confused,
the commentator
yeah.
to explain it to me.
Right. Right.
And they're
Why
good.
Did one of those AAA shows they've been putting on YouTube now? But I think, unless I just found the wrong one, like the last one or two I watched, it just had Spanish commentary.
Yeah.
So like you said, it did kind of like add to it. Like, so like, I feel like for like the big moments it worked because that just translates like universally without language, like what's going on. But like for like right. the little beats in between, I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
I don't know who the fuck is this guy. It was Mr. Iguana.
That's how CMLO is because they don't have English commentary and I've been watching it. I'm going to try to watch it every week if I can. And
are you learning words?
It's entertaining. No. I mean, I know what Masquerita Dorada means now. I'm not going to tell you.
What Masqueritas, then Masquerita. It's a
the golden number, mask.
It's an eight. Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know.
Stardom also, if you ever want to watch Joshi, Stardom is has American or English commentary too. They're actually the same commentators as New Japan has. And the one guy, like, he's like British, but he speaks Japanese. So whenever someone does a promo, he'll like translate it for you.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay. Have they been doing that for a long time?
Oh, yeah. Ever since they had the little guy. But sometimes he's not there, and then they don't have anybody who knows Japanese, and they just don't tell you what they're saying.
God damn it.
I love to be left in the dark.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's El Fantasmo, and I don't think he is going to translate it for us. He kind of just always is sarcastic and stuff.
He's not doing it.
No. Well, that's everybody's match count. So, Sammy
so
Daddy.
Me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a room for Cream?
Yeah, I got two, kind of. You see this shirt?
I see it.
There's a back on it.
Hell yeah, there is. Oh, look, wings. Russell Rugg's least favorite thing.
I got this from Christian Napier.
Oh, shit.
And you can get one, too. Just find him on Instagram or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Christian Napier 13, maybe, or something. I don't know.
We'll put the link to Christian Napier's Instagram in the description.
We'll put his Instagram on there. That's their big cartel or something. I don't know. But yeah, go get one or order it or whatever. You guys know Old People?
I don't know any of those, but I've definitely heard about them.
You're familiar? Okay.
They're like thinking, us, but they've been around longer and they're wrinkly and angry and racist.
Some of them, for sure. I feel like they always used to hide stuff in the freezer.
Okay.
Like money, which I think is weird.
Mm-hmm. I
feel like they used to put batteries in the fridge.
That I do remember.
Yeah, I feel like that's weird.
That is weird.
They put bread in there, which I kind of understand, but still, they just don't buy so much bread.
Peanut
butter?
Just
buy what you need for that time. But I feel like they put things in the freezer that shouldn't go in the freezer. Cigarettes? I remember them putting like cartons of cigarettes in there. It's not doing anything. Stop it.
It isn't? Well, that's what I used to do. Damn it, Grandma.
Fresh. You think batteries in a freezer makes it better?
No, I think it's probably bad for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So bad. I think that's what I think too.
Right. Because they're always saying that if you have an electric car, it's not great to drive around in the winter because it's too cold and your battery dies fast when it's cold.
I'm not arguing any of this. That's my whole point. I think old people
grandparents
were putting
worst,
too much
man.
Shit in the freezer. I think it was a new technology and they just thought it was cool. And they're like, I'll put the credit card in the freezer.
That's true. You're right. Yeah.
Right? Then they put a lot of stuff in the freezer. I feel like there's more stuff I'm not thinking of. Like
they're
makeup.
Doing all sorts of dumb stuff, man.
Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of them.
Yeah. Let's get rid of them, brother.
Get the stuff. Clear your freezer out.
Mm-hmm. Or we're going to clear you out.
You do remember that, though, right? They used to do that all the time.
I mean, I definitely don't know that I've ever had any of my grandparents ever putting... what the fuck was the first thing you said?
Money?
Batteries.
Batteries I don't remember, but I kind of remember.
That's what I'm... Yeah. But, I feel like they just put a lot of weird shit in the freezer.
Film. Do you remember camera film?
For like a camera? Yeah,
that was always in the fridge, too.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they're putting things in there you don't have to.
Yeah.
Baking. You don't have to put baking soda or whatever wanted in the fridge, right?
Uh-huh. Or peanut butter fucking...
But that's like a sanitary thing.
Yeah.
Maple syrup.
You don't have to after?
No, you don't have to. Do you want to put cold syrup on your hot waffles? It ruins it.
Oh, I don't care.
Well, your grandparents screwed it all up for you, man.
There's no room in the... That's what I'm trying to explain is there's no room in the freezer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, man.
They're putting too much stuff in there. Sick of it. All right. That's it.
We're going to do Jesse Blair, friend of the show, Jesse Blair's Room for Cream.
All right, let's hear this.
Hello there, WrestleCream. It's
Creamer.
Last minute Room for Cream. Hopefully I get this in under the wire.
You did.
At the tip in the top of the episode. All cream should be in all coffees.
Now, you're telling me.
Would like to first come out and say that I am a supporter of lettuce in all of its normal likenesses.
Drama. But,
however, I would like to assuade anyone from acting maliciously on behalf of lettuce. I don't know if anyone's doing that, but I hope not. Anyways, I love you all, and hopefully
love you.
Get back with Derek Stripping and Wet Tacos. No, I am not bitter about my finger. It's getting better.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Jesse Blair. And we love you as well. And
I feel like that was a positive message.
We honor you.
All about it. Thank you.
Jesse Blair, I am going to... You messaged me, I see. And I am going to respond to you right now on the show when you're watching. You're
live
like,
right now.
He's talking.
Live responding.
Sorry. In front of all these people.
We just
right here.
Played it.
Right now.
We just played it. Okay. Anyhow...
lettuce.
Russell Ruggs. Mr. Russell Ruggs. Oh, yeah, we got
to
talk about lettuce, don't we? Oh, my God.
No, we don't have to
do
anything.
Wanted to brush past it to get away from all that dang drama, man.
No, let's get past it. There's more.
Well, Russell Ruggs, I'd like to know what you think of lettuce. Are you a lettuce man or?
I'm a lettuce guy.
Nah, you know.
I think you can't have a good sandwich without a little bit of lettuce.
No, you can. It's easy. Just the same exact sandwich, just take the lettuce off. Swear
no,
to God.
Dude, it adds a delicious crunch.
No, you don't need a crunch.
The crunch.
It's exactly right.
And I'm not
I need a crunch for it. I'm eating. I don't need no onomatopoeias in my food.
Oh, my God. It's not about the sound of the crunch. It's about the feeling.
Mouth feel.
Exactly.
Nah, you don't need that. I don't need my mouth feels fine with just meat. Thank you very much.
Mr. Russell Ruggs, do you have a room for cream?
I actually have two, if that's okay.
Of course.
I didn't know if I'd be able to do this again, so I wanted to knock two of them out.
Well, that's okay, but you definitely
can do it again, number one, but you still have to do two now.
Okay.
You declared it.
I won't save one.
Nice.
That was my plan.
No.
The first one is for the new creamers. The new creamers that might be here because they saw I was going to be on the show. Please do me a favor. New creamers.
Buttons get stuck.
And give these guys a follow.
Oh.
Go follow them on Instagram and YouTube and Spotify.
That's so nice.
I don't
man.
Ask you guys for much. So if you're here because you believe in me, I believe in these guys. So please
that's cool.
go follow.
What a sweetheart you are, Russell.
What a positive message.
This is why you're the number one creamsman.
I want this next one to bury somebody.
I'm just getting into
what you're going to do.
I'm not trying to bury anybody here.
That's a spirit, man. Burying people is no good.
And go watch some old ass wrestling. If you're sick of what you're watching on TV right now, go back 3 or 5 years before you were born and watch a whole event. Don't doom scroll while it's on playing in the background. Sit there and watch it, please. I watched this AWA and it had Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig versus Larry Zbyszko and Nick Bockwinkel, and that was like the weirdest combination of people in my head. But it's just kind of mind blowing where That's the fair. Sport has come from to where it is now to where it is going. I don't know that you always.
Oh yeah, I agree. Top
of my mind.
Hell yeah.
So go watch some wrestling. Oh,
go.
Please.
Do it.
You heard it here first, folks.
And follow Sammy Daddy and Hot Joe.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and if you're here because you always come here, follow Russell Ruggs. We've talked about him before. What are you waiting for?
Right. Now we don't have to just put a graphic on the screen. Now you can see his mug.
It's him. See, it looks like the sticker or whatever logo. Oh, there it is.
Whoa.
That's probably why people come up to my table. I stand there looking at him like that.
You look like that, yeah. I think I told. Or go on.
No, you go ahead, man.
I was just going to say, I found out about Russell Ruggs from a sticker. That's why I call it a sticker. It was at a fast food, I guess, establishment's drive-through window.
That's funny.
And I saw it. I'm like, all right. So I looked it up, saw it, and I've followed ever since, and it's great.
I found out about Russell Ruggs from Sammy Daddy because he brought it up to me. And then I followed Russell Ruggs. And then one day I was at Dynamite, and then Mr. Russell Ruggs walked up to me and was trying to hand me a card, and I was like, I already follow you on Instagram. And he was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that look on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that look on his face.
I remember that, because I walked away going like, that dude already said he already like followed me.
Yeah, that was me, man.
Like, wow, that's fucking wild. I'm like, I know, right?
Well, we meet again, Mr. Russell Ruggs.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
It's funny how life works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's working.
Really small.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Was that your two then, or
watch old wrestling?
Okay,
watch old wrestling and follow you guys.
When you say old wrestling, you mean the promotion old wrestling
with the E. Okay.
Go watch old wrestling too.
Yeah, if you're gonna either watch old wrestling or old wrestling. It's up to you.
One, there's a difference in them.
If you are gonna go back though and watch like old mainstream wrestling, try to stay away from like WWE or and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Try to find a dead promotion to watch.
Yeah.
And I like that. Well, you're still going to see people you know.
Right. And you're going to be like, wow.
One way or another. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Tanahashi? That rug.
Is that Tanahashi? It was not.
My room for cream.
Yeah, give it to us.
Now, Russell Ruggs, do you read comic books?
I'm in the middle of reading The Walking Dead right now.
Oh, I have those. Have you read it before?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
I have read it before.
Okay.
We just started watching it again.
Yeah.
So I just started reading it again.
Oh, yeah.
No, I get that.
I have a few other odd ones, like the Batman Nightfall and stuff like that.
Oh, I got that. You can see it in the mirror.
I wouldn't call myself a comic book reader.
Okay. You just like, you dabble.
That's all. Yeah.
You're a casual comic book fan.
That's The Walking Dead right there. And then Nightfall is over here. But you can't see it anyway. So I know you're reading, and I enjoyed those stories as well.
Thank you.
The reason I bring this up, you little buggers, is because right now the big crossover event in DC Comics is called DCKO. I think I brought it up to you because of they have brackets. Sammy Daniel.
Oh, I saw this somewhere. Yeah, you told me about it, and I also saw the bracket.
So I'm going to read to you the way that they're promoting right now. What's going on? It's called boss battle. DC KO boss battle. But just to reiterate for the creamers, it's a tournament to the death, but not really because they don't really die, but you have to kill them and then they come back to life. But whatever. Between a bunch of DC characters, and the whole purpose of it is so that they could be the one that like takes out Darkseid. They have to, it's a whole thing. Anyway, so here's what they've written for this next coming issues, okay? To save our world, they must battle the champions of other worlds. Unexpected fighters from beyond the DC universe enter the arena. Wait, what? As the remaining champions in the KO tournament prepare for the final rounds, they discover that there isn't enough Omega energy left to crown the winner a King Omega. To have any hope of stopping Darkseid, they'll need to engage in combat with champions of other worlds beyond our own, including Annabelle from The Conjuring.
The doll?
Yep. Homelander from The Boys.
From the Homelander show.
Who is fighting Superman, by the way. Well, Sub-Zero. And Will Ospreay.
What?
Yeah. So real quick,
Will Ospreay is fighting Firestorm.
I got my AEW crate, and there's a... DC AEW crossover thing in there, and there's like five origin stories.
Oh yeah,
I think it's Tony Storm, Britt Baker, which was weird to see, and three other people. Oh, Swerve.
Oh yeah, I remember the Swerve one online, the scene and stuff.
But yeah, maybe it has something.
It must. But yeah, so Will Ospreay. I mean, I don't know if he has powers in the comic book, but he's fighting Firestorm.
Firestorm.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
I'd read Firestorm.
So yeah, right. I mean, they had DC, or they did a Deadpool and Batman crossover like a month or two ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet they tied. Don't tell me.
Okay. Well, do you want me to tell you?
Tell me.
Deadpool.
Was it worth reading?
Yeah, it's really good. Do you not want me to tell you then?
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay, I will. but I will tell you that Deadpool does exactly what you would expect Deadpool to do.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. You're like, oh, thank God.
I was worried
he was going to be.
You brought
it
up. I'm like, there's no way Deadpool does what Deadpool does in that one.
Right? No, but he does.
Thank goodness. Well, so what's this? So Will Ospreay's in this that bracket.
He wasn't in the bracket that we saw before. I don't know if they had made a new bracket, but he's fighting to take down Darkseid.
Because I'm just saying, like, what if he won? Because there's you probably don't know this, but Madden. The football game?
Yeah, I heard of it.
They had
Madden
a year 98. Where... Yeah, that's it. Okay, so you know. They had a year where you could vote. It was a fan vote, and they put a player for every team, and the Browns player won. So I feel like if Ospreay was in that, you could get enough people behind it to just make that happen, just to see what happens if that happens.
Right. Now they should do a vote.
We got to call them.
I mean, I think Superman will probably win, you know?
Again?
Well, he has this whole story where, there's like a story in this fight, and he's probably gonna win. I'm just saying, because his whole thing is that he doesn't kill people. You know what I mean? So he's gonna he'd have to do that. You know what I mean? He's gonna have to kill Darkseid, but he's too good. He won't do it.
No, he'll do it. He'll do it.
You think Supes will do it? Huh?
I know he'll do it.
Well, hopefully, if he wins,
I guarantee
Darkseid gets to goo.
When is that coming out? At the end of the year?
I think tomorrow. The last one? I don't even know.
That's what I'm fucking...
Yeah. No, I don't think it's at the end of the year, though. I mean, they're pretty far in the story. Probably, like, in a couple months.
Wonder Woman? I pick Wonder Woman.
I think she's out of it.
What the fuck? I hate this bracket.
Let's all three say who we think are going to win without even knowing who is currently in it.
Okay.
I say Superman. Oh, you can't say it.
Oh, I thought we were going at the same time. Will Ospreay.
Well, last
who else is there?
I'm just going to look up who is still in the DC KO.
No, because I'm kind of curious. The Flash.
Okay, the remaining competitors are
Penguin,
Cyborg, Zatanna, Wonder Woman, Superman.
Cyborg, Zatanna. Who's Zatanna?
She's like a magician.
Okay, I know her. She's cool. Yeah. And then Superman and who?
Cyborg.
Who kill Cyborg? And then
fuck Zatanna. Wait, what are we doing?
And then marry, who was the other one?
It's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
It was Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I picked Wonder Woman.
Dead.
No, I'm
bad. Yeah, anyway. Was your pick from the start.
Yeah, I'll pick Wonder Woman again.
All right.
To kill you, Superman.
Rugs? Who do you think's going to win?
I'm going to go with Cyborg.
Good. Cyborg, I think, could beat Superman in a fight, given certain circumstances.
You're wrong. No.
Well, I played Injustice, and I definitely beat up Superman with Cyborg.
I have those comics. Those are good.
Those are really good.
Okay, and that's fair. I feel like I beat up Superman with everybody in that one. The first one. I didn't play the second one as much.
It's like beating up John Cena.
Kind of. That's what it felt like.
America's pastime.
I've got to pop my dick,
there it is,
man.
I knew there was something. I knew there was going to be another
one. Everyone's coming.
Who's the daddy? I'm the daddy.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you
the best. I love the kisses.
What happens in a dictatorship? In comes the military. That's what's happening here. And people better wake up to it. You want to read something? Then read your history of Germany. And start comparing the tactics of what happened in 1930s Germany to what's happening here. Read history. You learn from history. And this is nothing new. This is all repeated. This is a game plan, it looks like to me, you know, of what's going on here. How dare Minnesota, we'll take care of ourselves. We don't need federal troops coming in here without warrants. It undermines the entire Constitution. The military cannot be turned loose unless it's a national emergency. They're going to tell me this is a national emergency.
Message for Trump and or message for Governor Walz.
Who was that? You mean the draft-dodging coward? I don't call him by name. He's the draft-dodging coward who, when it was his time to serve his country, he did what all rich white boys did. I wasn't a rich white boy. I grew up in South Minneapolis. Most of me and all my friends are Vietnam veterans. We had to go. But the rich white boys never had to go, did they? And he didn't have to go, did he? And yet he's going to tell me what courage is?